So we're all getting those emails every day, so many of them, and we say, okay, we'll stop it. We'll stop these people by unsubscribing. Well, Adam Levin would actually beg to differ. He would tell you not to unsubscribe because that's exactly what they want you to do. Adam Levin, tell us all about it.
Well, as you remember, the unsubscribe button or link or whatever you want to call it is part of the CAN-SPAM Act, which was designed to limit the amount of spam that people would be getting and give them a way to get rid of it. Unfortunately, as with everything that we see online, hackers have taken advantage of this and found ways to use this to put malware onto people's computers for the purpose of either turning them into keystroke loggers, which means every time you log in to an account, that information is being transmitted to the hacker, or as a way of putting a ransomware on your computer, which means then your files will be frozen and you will receive a note that says that if you wish to decrypt your files, get them back. You have to pay us in Bitcoin and we'll make the problem go away.
So is your recommendation just delete the damn thing or ignore it?
I think that while most people have a tendency to delete the first couple times, they have an absolute impulse to say, I can't stand this anymore, especially if they're getting what appears to be political email from an opposing side or something they find very offensive. And as a result, they'll click the unsubscribe button. Don't do it. Even if it's legitimate and the unsubscribe button is safe, it's better to be really safe than sorry. So therefore, what you should do is mark the message as spam and either block the sender or at least make sure that this thing will go to your spam folder and then routinely delete all the things you've deleted or delete all the things that are in your spam folder.
Just mark them spam, do not unsubscribe, says Adam Levin, the author of Swiped. Where do people find you online if they've got more questions, Adam?
They can come to adamlevin.com. They can come to cyberscout.com, where I'm the chairman and founder. Or they can go to Amazon and actually find the book, Swiped.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.